always interested in this because we're a durable goods kind of place. You know, this is those are goods that are manufactured with the intent of lasting 3 years or longer. And so we're very interested in that. The numbers were really quite ugly this morning, down 3.6%. Now, the previous month, they were up 4.4, so that's a pretty significant swing. If you take out transportation orders, that'd be everything from aircraft, et cetera. It's down 1.5%, but they were up 2.5% the previous month. So those are really not very good numbers at all. The market's going to be down this morning, not substantially. Dow futures were down about 15 points when these numbers came out. They dropped about another 20 points. We'll see what happens during the day. Let's talk about banks. We do know that when the financial crisis hit about 3 years ago, that of course, there were a lot of banks that failed, and there were some big ones that the government bailed out. Well, according to the FDIC, they say that 12% of the federally insured banks, and that's about 7,500 banks, they say 12% of all those insured banks in this first quarter of 2011 are at risk of failing, and that's the highest level in 18 years. The only good news in this report is that so far this year, the FDIC has only closed 43 banks. This time last year, they closed 147 banks. However, there's still 888 banks on their problem list. And so it hasn't all passed yet. The first quarter of this year, though, the banking industry had the best overall quarter that they've had in 3 years. They made $29 billion. But what's misleading about that, if you take out the banks that have more than $10 billion in assets, and that's only about 1.4% of banks, they're the ones that made all the money. In fact, the community banks and the other the small and regional institutions are the ones that are struggling the most, and they're the ones that are at most risk of failing, and of course they're not too big to fail, so they weren't and will not be bailed out by the government. Let's also talk about some credit card numbers, and this is encouraging. That is, the delinquency rate of credit card payments fell to its lowest level in 15 years during the first few months of 2011. That's good. And also, the average balance continues to drop. The average credit card balance right now is $4,679. That's down again. In fact, that's the lowest balance since the third quarter of 2000. But when you put this into consideration, that during this crisis that we've had the last two or three years, banks have written off about $75 billion of bad loans on credit cards, but it does appear that those numbers are improving. And the government continues to recover some of our money that they loaned or used to bail out companies. We talked earlier about the fact that Chrysler had paid back some loans. Well, yesterday there was a share sale, some common stock of AIG. And that's the company that the taxpayers are into for about $180 billion or so. And the government yesterday sold some shares at $29 a share. That's better than they need about $28.73 a share to recover all of their money. But this only reduces the government's ownership position in AIG, which at the time was the largest insurance company in the world, from 92%. The government still owns, that's us, 77%. But the other thing that's striking about this is that even though they sold some shares above their target price, AIG shares are still down 40% year-to-date this year.
John, as you look at the economy, I know you look also at the human situation and the loss of life in these tornadoes, the devastation of weather, and all of that has to have an effect overall on the economy of all of the United States.
Oh, it really does. I mean, for example, just the flooding that's happening along, you know, the Mississippi River all the way down is going to substantially impact agriculture in this country, which will once again raise food prices. But if you look at places like Joplin, for example, I mean, not only did they lose an incredible number of lives there, but the entire infrastructure and the economic base there in that city has been really completely disrupted.
John, we appreciate your reports each day.
Thank you, Bill.
John Taylor of Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Now, you can reach John to talk about your personal finances and how you'd like to, make your money grow and keep more of it. You could call him at 479-782-2527. 782-2527, and email John at johntaylor@sternag.com.